With all his treasures piled up in the basement, Jim would have pulled out his watch every time he passed, just to see him pluck at his beard from envy. So now Della's beautiful hair fell about her, rippling and shining like a cascade of brown waters. It reached below her knee and made itself almost a garment for her. And then she did it up again nervously and quickly. Once she faltered for a minute and stood still, while a tear or two splashed on the worn red carpet. On went her old brown jacket, on went her old brown hat. With the whirl of skirts, and with the brilliant sparkle still in her eyes, she fluttered out the door and down the stairs to the street. Where she stopped, the sign read, "Madame Sofronie, hair goods of all kinds." One flight up, Della ran and collected herself, panting. Madame, large, too white, chilly, hardly looked the Sofronie.
"Will you buy my hair?"
asked Della.
"I buy here,"
said Madame.
"Take your hat off and let's have a sight at the looks of it."
Down rippled the brown cascade.
$20,
said Madame, lifting the mass with the practiced hand.
"Give it to me quick,"
said Della. Oh, and the next 2 hours tripped by on rosy wings. Forget the hash.